Today we're going to talk about Beast Mode. Beast Mode is not new, but very exciting, and it comes from my client, Frank Kern, and I'm going to chat about that today and a couple of other things on this live Facebook recording that is also an in-between episode of the podcast report. If you're watching this on Facebook, welcome. If you're watching live, please interact. I'd love to have you in the interaction. If you're listening to a review, a replay of this, still take comments. We take a look at those. And if you're listening on the podcast, thank you so much. Know that an official episode of the podcast report will be coming days after this. So it's kind of exciting. The setup to Beast Mode. What is Beast Mode? First, I want to tell you about my client, Frank. If you've been in the internet marketing space at all, you know the name Frank Kern. Some of you love him. Some of you hate him. Some of you adore him. Some of you question him. If you're my project manager, you're not even necessarily sure if he exists or not, but he's a fascinating character. He has a podcast with actually two different versions in pretty much all the places. It's called Your Next Million with Frank Kern. And there is an audio version of the podcast and there is a video version of the podcast. The video version of the podcast, first of all, look it up. iTunes is doing some very interesting things with video podcasts that you might want to take a look at. The video version of the podcast is primarily some of his best Facebook lives. Wait a minute, Paul, is that where you got the idea for what you're doing right now? Yes, because the results are staggering. But let's chat about this. So that's the video version. The audio version is we take the content from many of his Facebook lives. We do a slight little bit of editing. I don't even necessarily know if I'm going to do editing in my test here. And we put that out on the audio podcast. Now, why is that beast mode? Who cares? What does that mean? Well, what's interesting is Frank creates once. He creates once on Facebook Live and it gets to Instagram and it gets to podcasts and it gets to YouTube. You know, he does once and, you know, goes, for lack of a better term, beast mode. And again, if you know a Frank, sorry about that noise there. If you know Frank, that will be a, that will make sense to who he is and what that he does. But what Frank is doing very differently, and this needs to be pointed out, is Frank is producing once live and distributing everywhere. He's not going to the studio and creating a show and worried about the production. He's more worried about the content. Now, if you make a show where you're worried about the show and you're worried about the production, then this doesn't necessarily make sense. But if you're in the podcast space, and the majority of my clients are, to get information out, to get content out of your head and into the head of your audience, then a quick production that immediately gets to your audience as quick as possible makes a lot of sense. A little confession. It's been a while since the latest episode of the podcast report came out. And a number of issues have caused that. But the fact of the matter is, the big reason is that putting together the podcast report show has been a little bit overwhelming with all the clients that we've been taking on, with all the people that we've been taking on. But what I decided to do was I decided to take this beast mode model that Frank's doing, put it to the test. And instead of do the podcast report, you know, not at all, which is the last couple of weeks, actually go to doing the podcast report multiple times a week. Sometimes a traditional show, some the Facebook show. Now, Mario just popped up here in Facebook Live, and I'm going to say hi to Mario. And, you know, Mario, unfortunately, Facebook crashed, and so I'm re-recording this whole thing because I don't want to edit it. So that's why we're there, Mario. But anyway, I'm producing this on Facebook once, and it's going to go all the other places purposefully and intentionally, and the audience is going to get bigger from it. Frank's not the only one to do this. I've been chatting about this for a long time. If you go to YouTube and you search up new media content creation model, there's several videos that I placed up back in the old 4.3, I think 480p video from an event back in San Diego. Hilarious stuff. Been chatting about it for a long time. The idea is you got to record at some point. You know, I'm recording right now and Michael Ray is in the audience and Mario is in the audience. And those are the only two who've interacted with me name wise, but I've got people in the audience. As a result, the adrenaline's going high. But not only am I producing a Facebook Live presentation, but I'm also making podcast content. I'm also making YouTube content. And that's pretty exciting about it. So what do you do with this? Where do you go with this? Well, number one, take a look at Frank's podcast. And I would subscribe to both the audio version and the video version. We're doing some really, really interesting things with the video version, and there is a lot, I would honestly say, to learn from that. So go into iTunes, look those both up. Some of the episodes are the same. Some are audio only. You'll get the groove. You'll figure out why. And then take a look at the Beast Mode presentation. We just released it today. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Now, yes, he calls me out as the podcast guy in it. And thank you for that, Frank. And the business that has come from that has been really, really exciting. But it is Frank explaining it in a way that is Frank and is more, possibly more approachable than other presentations of it. So I want you to take a look at that. But then I want you to realize that this really popular, massively approachable podcast by a really key figure is just Frank getting in front of his computer. The production value is not that good, but the content's fantastic. I'm looking at the numbers. We have access to the numbers. He is our client, and the results are crazy. Enough that I'm going to try to do this on season 6 of the podcast report. So definitely take a look at it. Watch the Beast Mode episode or listen to the Beast Mode episode. Take that to heart, but then consider doing the same. If you've got a podcast, and I'd love, you know, for those of you who are on this live who have a podcast, go ahead, give me the name of your podcast, and I will do my best to mention it out. You're here on the main screen. But for those of you who do a podcast, is this possibly the way that you want to do it? Is this exactly what you want? Maybe is this the model that changes the game for you? Now, I'm going to do it a little bit differently. I'm going to do one a week from Facebook Live. I'm going to do one a week, a more traditionally produced show. I'm going to look at consumption. I'm going to see how far people go. I'm going to look at how long it takes me to produce. I'm going to look at a bunch of things, but I think it's going to be a really, really interesting space. In the production of all this, Mario asked, you know, wait a minute, your camera looks sharp. Is it an external Logitech, bro? No, it is not. We'll be chatting about how this works in a future episode, but here's the thing. It's just actually right in the price range of Logitech street value. I never pay street value. I always get things at coupons and that kind of stuff. But this is a different approach to streaming that we'll chat about. But the thing is, I want to stay away from this idea that your video's got to look good to be taken seriously. Mario and I have known each other for a long time. Mario wants to look better. We all want to look better. So that's why he's asking that question. But it's not necessarily a Beast Mode issue. And that's what you want to think about here. So Beast Mode, record once, publish everywhere, look at the stats. Now, since the last episode of the podcast report, I released an article on Medium, and I will get that linked in the show notes. I will get that linked in the comments here on Facebook. If any of you watching right now want to go ahead and link to that, that would be fabulous. If not, I'll do it when I hang up. But what was interesting about this, article was that we took a look at content from a number of sources. Frank was one of them. But Michael Stelzner from Social Media Examiner was one of them. And some names that you haven't heard about is one of them. And my show was one of them. And we took a look at what happens on Facebook Live versus YouTube versus podcasting. And it's funny because the takeaways, the take-homes from different people have been really interesting. Some have said, this is proof that podcasting is the best thing ever. And I like podcasting, and I've built my career around podcasting. And in many ways, I do believe podcasting is the best thing ever. But the fact of the matter is, podcasting is part of the story. Podcasting is how to get your show out the door. Podcasting is how to get your show to the world. How you produce the show you want to make sense out of. And that's why I'm going to take every other episode of the podcast report this season and do them as a Facebook Live. Sometimes I say YouTube Live. That's from my YouTube past. Mario popped up here in chat. He says expert authority effect. So Mario, if you want to see Mario's show, search wherever you get podcast for the expert authority effect. Now, if people consume for a podcast longer, and they do, and read the article. It's amazing. It's caused some people to change some really radical things internally. Does that mean we only do podcast? No. You are a show. You are an entity. You are a business. You are a company. And you want to get that message out to the world. You want to do that however people will do this. A number of people are going to see this video, are going to stream it, going to watch it for like 3 seconds and go, I'm going to get that as a podcast. I'm going to listen to that on the way to work. Bingo. One. Other people are going to take a couple of this and go, oh, yeah, that's right, Paul, I forgot about him. Maybe even not necessarily look up, but it's a reminder of what it is that I'm doing. And in the grand scheme of things, what's really amazing is it's free. A camera system cheaper than a traditional Logitech. Thank you, Mario, for pointing that out. A microphone and spit guard and boom arm that is actually cheaper than most of the microphones I've used in the past, broadcasting in high definition to Facebook that gets pulled down and gets made into an audio podcast, cheaper than ever before, easier than ever before, reaching more people than ever before. That is the power of beast mode. So I've been chatting about this for a while. I've been encouraging it. It's funny that Frank stumbled upon this truth. I mean, Frank's honestly a smarter guy than I am. But the fact of the matter that he is also sharing this information. Yes, it's the ATR 2100. Good call, Michael. Sorry. And for those listening to the audio of this, somebody saw the microphone in the video screen and decided to point that out. And Michael's the type who would do that. If you're looking for the microphone that I'm using, it is the ATR 2100. Thrilled with it. Beast mode. New media content creation model. Don't care what you call it. If you want to write a $7 ebook and teach other people how to do it, create once, live, distribute for everyone, worry more about the content over the show, and you will be at a really good place. That's the first point of what I wanted to chat about today. And I can see some of you are commenting here in the comments, and kind of redundant commenting in the comments. I love the commentary. Let's interact. Let's play. But I want to chat about a second thing, and then hopefully Facebook won't shut me down like they did the last time, security woes, if you will. And we will release this as an in-between-isode of the podcast report. How about that? All right, listennotes.com at the domain name of listennotes.com. Great company, well intentioned. I've dealt with some of the folk there, and they seem to be on it. They seem to be hoping to be successful. They seem to have a heart to serve. They seem to have some really interesting ideas. And the basic premise of Listen Notes is simple. They take podcasts and they transcribe them. So instead of searching for a concept, you know, I'm going to call this article something along the lines of beast mode. And if you're not looking for beast mode, and trust me, people who are searching the internet, I got to be careful about people who are looking for beast mode. That could have gone in a number of directions, but I'm glad it didn't. Maybe we'll even edit this part out. Probably won't. Let's admit it. In this episode, I already chatted about streaming. I already chatted about new media. I already chatted about the show versus the recording. I already chatted about video cameras. I already chatted about microphones. We even chatted about the ATR 2100 when Michael Ray brought it up. A lot of content in this podcast that's not going to be represented in the show name, the podcast report. A lot of stuff in this content that is not going to be represented in the description because I'm going to do a really, really, really short description. But it would be represented in the transcript. So this is the thing that Listen Notes does that's really interesting is they transcribe the shows so you can look for something, and they'll not just tell you that this show talks about it, but they'll tell you that this show actually chatted about it at 42 minutes and 37 seconds into the show. Great concept. Great idea. Here's the question. And hi, Ross. Thank you for joining us. Here's the question. Is it effective? Does it get us there? And I think this is really, really important. Are you doing a podcast to impart a certain piece of information at a certain time? Are you doing a podcast so that 47 minutes in, someone can jump in and figure out what microphone that you use? Or are you trying to do something bigger, something better? In the case of this microphone, and I wasn't planning on doing this, but Michael, I'm going to pick on you and your interaction here. This is not an episode about microphones. I've always been the joker that, you know, this show will never be the microphone shootout or anything like that. I don't care. I don't need, I don't benefit, I don't profit if someone searches for that microphone and finds this episode. And I might be of service to someone, and someone at some point might come through Listen Notes saying, Paul, your conversation about the ATR 2100 launched my show. And I could be wrong. But the fact of the matter is, it's not why I'm doing my show. I'm doing my show to practice my craft. I'm doing my show to share with my clients what the reality of the space is. I'm doing my show to share bigger concepts and bigger ideas with the podcasting audience, not so that someone who's trying to make a microphone decision can find that. And so do transcripts help you find your audience? I would even ask a bigger question. Do you want an audience who finds you and listens to a certain segment and then run away and leaves? I mean, yes, in theory, they listen to your show and they realize what a great show it is and they decide to subscribe to it. But I don't know. Is that what you're looking for? And that's the question I want to ask. And flip side, There were a lot of people, and I've been on the internet for a long time. National Geographic is about to launch their show on the launch of the internet. And I'm realizing, oh my God, I've met some of these people and I've interacted with some of these people. Now it's a performance and, it's a docudrama, biopic, whatever that term is called. But I've been around for this for a long time. And one of the themes that I've seen for this long time is just that idea that if I do the right thing, if I do the right hack, if I get the right piece of software, if I get the right microphone, if I get the right camera, if I get the right host, if I get the right Facebook Live platform, suddenly things is going to be better. Not always the case. The shows that do the best are the shows that have figured out who their audience is, serve them on a subscription, regular basis standpoint. Nobody's ever said to me in a million years, you know, 1 million years, I haven't been around that long, feel like it sometimes, but nobody's ever said to me, no, Paul, I listened to one episode of the Podcast Report and it changed my life. No, people like Paul, I've listened to every episode of the Podcast Report. I've downloaded your book. I've actually upgraded every time a new version of it came out. And this continued relationship online, this following online, this practice online is what has helped me build my business and my podcast. So what I want to do is I don't want the one-offs. I want the relationship. And I don't necessarily know if transcripts are going to help me get what it is that I want. And yes, there's definitely a thing that submit to them and see what happens, but don't necessarily put yourself in a position to where you think that a certain tech is going to make your show better. A certain tech is going to make your life better. Look at that. Joel and Dave have joined this live thing. Thank you guys. Fun to have you on here. The power of podcasting is the long-term relationship. I'd love for those of you who are in chat, how long have we known each other? How long have we had the relationship? The power of podcasting is in the long-term relationship. It's in the years that we go through this together. And I'll tell you, when I chat with my business clients, I tell them that nobody's ever going to buy anything because of an episode. But if you're the first person they listen to 52 weeks in a row on the way to work on Thursday morning, how are they not going to buy from you? The power of podcasting has always been in the long-term relationship. And everything you do in podcasting, you want to do to actually build out that long-term relationship. Michael Ray says he's known me for 3 years. Mario says psychology, not the technology. Mike says it might be four. Who knows? Seems like more like four, but there we go. Jim says transcripts are part of the marketing plan. If they fit your brand, it might make sense. There we go. Joel says forever. All right, I'm not going to read any more comments on how long we've known each other. It's the long-term relationship. That's where the power of this is. And if you're looking to a tech to do anything other than work to the long-term relationship, then you're getting distracted. We've got a friend of the family who believes that helping someone transcribe their podcast is going to get them more listeners, to maybe where transcribing the podcast is time that I wouldn't necessarily... Maybe you spend that time and effort in other places. Maybe you spend that time and effort on working better on your content. Maybe on producing two shows a week, like I'm trying to do here. Maybe different things, So I appreciate the guys at Listen Notes. They seem like great guys. Greg here says, first heard you on Dave Woodward's podcast. I love Dave. Going on Dave's show was great for me. I got a whole new audience as a result of going on Greg's show. And now we've got that relationship. And I'm sorry, on Dave's show, Greg mentioned that. And the fact of the matter is, Greg, that was a year and a half ago. I mean, I've been chatting with Dave about getting on there a second time. Do the stuff that builds the long-term relationship and you'll see the power from there. I just want you to think that through. I want you to go from there. I'm going to close this up. There have been a bunch of you in the interaction. If you want to do any quick Q&A, I totally do that. Hey, Brad, if anybody wants to chat, we'll do this. We'll close this up, and I'm going to get this podcast out as an in-between-isode, for lack of a better term, of the Podcast Report. So the Podcast Report is now on Pandora. If you go to thepodcastreport.com/Pandora, you can subscribe to it. I will tell you, the next episode is going to be about Pandora. And the fact of the matter is, the whole episode about Pandora, the only way to listen to it will be on Pandora. All the other places are going to get half the episode as a lead to that, because I want to kind of build up the audience on Pandora. I think that's going to be kind of fun. Brad says, tech webcast one day. Send me a message here in Facebook. We'll see what happens. Dave says, you're spot on. I turn on Facebook. I see your feed. You always provide great value. I stop what I'm doing and watch. And here's the thing, Dave. Here's a great example, Dave, and thank you. I don't know if you've listened to the whole thing yet, and we're live, so if you caught me in your feed, like you just said, you haven't listened to the whole thing. Fact of the matter is, the average consumption of this Facebook stream is going to be less than 10 seconds. And I'm going to put the link to the article that proves that once we finish with this episode. But Dave, he stops what he's doing and watches. And even if he watches for 9 seconds, Dave goes, ah, Paul, that's right. Maybe Dave got a new phone and hasn't updated his podcast list yet. You know, maybe Dave's like, I've been wanting to do more Pandora. I'm going to move over to Paul on Pandora. So even though he might only listen for 9 seconds, Dave, even though he's the last comment in my comment feed here, statistically speaking, he's not even listening right now. But if he sees that I'm here, he knows that the content's pretty good. He looks at it, he subscribes to it, and it starts popping up on his phone. I start popping up on his device. Maybe his lady in a tube, A-L-E-X-A, next time he turns on, he sees a flashing light that there's a new episode. There we go. Mike says, this stopped me also. Paul, good stuff. And Mike's been on for a while, and I don't believe Mike's come in and out, so Mike's going to maybe ruin the average of less than, no, the average of less than 10 seconds just is going to be there. That is the nature of the beast. So for those of you who consume this live on Facebook, thank you. Always fun to see you live. For those of you who dropped in just to say hi, always a blast. For those of you listening to the replay of this on Facebook, consider subscribing to the podcast. And the podcast report can be found anywhere where you listen to audio. iTunes, Google, Spotify, Pandora, you know, iHeartRadio, all those places. We're there. We're everywhere. Subscribe. Because you're not always going to catch my feed when I go live. You're not always going to be able to listen to the whole thing. You're not going to be able to do everything, but you subscribe to the show, you're going to be able to listen to me a lot more places than normally. Would love interaction here on Facebook, but I love it on Twitter as well. thepodcastreport.com/Twitter. thepodcastreport.com/Instagram, doing some really interesting things there that you might want to take a look at and go from there. And with that said and done, I think I will show up. I will finish up this episode of the show. We'll get this out as a podcast in between episode, and we'll go from there. Next episode is going to be all about Pandora. For those of you listening on the podcast, for those of you watching here on Facebook, you don't get to hear it unless you subscribe to the podcast. So definitely think about doing that. Thank you so much. It's been a good show. Not so bad that I had to do a second time. For those of you who are on with me, thank you. Everybody else, comments are appreciated. Chat soon.